Welcome to the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast produced and hosted by Mike from MHJ Picks. Give us a follow on Twitter at MHJ Picks, on Facebook at MHJ Picks, or on our website, www.mhjpicks.com. Each episode will give you selection and analysis for major horse courses across the country. And here we go. Happy New Year. Thanks for checking out the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast. It's Mike from MHJ Picks. We're going to be looking at the Gulfstream Park January 6th card. It's championship meet. Have had a nice meet so far, looking to keep it rolling. I'm glad to be back on the podcast. It's been a while since Breeders' Cup, actually. Took a little break. Recharge time after Breeders' Cup, leading up into championship meet, and then get right back into it. So excited to be back on the air. Again, thanks for checking me out. Hopefully you find the information helpful. Not only the picks I post online, but, you know, just maybe some of the analysis. Feel free to leave any comments via the streaming site or on Twitter. Hopefully I can help you out. So looking at race one, we've got a maiden claiming race, 7.5 furlongs from the turf. I actually think number one, Raulito, looks to be the horse to beat here. He's improving in buyers. You know, it gets Meneses in the mount, which he's really cold. So this could be the horse to shake him out of it. He usually doesn't do this poorly at Gulfstream. So he needs a nice one here, and I think this horse could do it for him. Number eight, Pugin, out of Palace Malice. This horse has several attempts, has run second 2 times in a row. Kind of has an improving buyer line, so it is a major player here. Coming in for Francisco D'Angelo, second off 22%. So someone to keep an eye on, number eight, Pugin. Number two, Andres Eduardo from Antonio Sano. Has some improving buyer lines as well. Has been not really heavily bet. Today may hover around 5-1 at the morning line. Could draw up a little bit, but could have a nice race ready to go. Has, used to run in special weight company, has dropped down. And this is the lowest level that he has raced. So looking to make an impact here in this race. Overall, not a stellar race. One I wouldn't have a ton of confidence in. But, you know, a typical start to Gulfstream is a maiden, just like their end, a lot on a maiden, just to get things going. If you like it, take a stab at a price. But again, I think number one, Raulito, is the horse to beat. Race number two, we've got a mile claimers. These are 6250 claimers, so the lowest rung. So you can imagine the horses here are usually a little bit worn, not as talented, but you know, these horses fight just as hard as any other ones out there. Gotta love watching these races. Anything can happen in the betting. Typically, you know, try to find horses that have run well at the level. Droppers can make an impact at this level, but you also have to be cautious, because if somebody's dropping a horse into this level, they're looking really to get rid of that horse. So you want to find horses that are running well at the level and make some plays with them. Number one, Papa's Little Girl, is coming in from a 12,000 optional claimer race. Ran decently, has run decently in the last few starts. Paco Lopez returns to the saddle, has a recent bullet work. Blinkers are coming off. This looks to be a solid play here in the second race. Looking a bit to the outside, number six, Baccarat Fashion for Marcial Navarro with Jose Ortiz in the mount. This guy is a dropper, so something to watch for. He has run at this level and ran second. They moved him up and decided to move him back down. It was a little too deep of water up there. So he has run well at this level, and I think he can continue to do that. Interesting, just in January, this horse was running in a graded race as well as December. So, you know, horse has had some talent. Obviously, they're just looking to get some feed money or something out of him. But, you know, definitely one to consider. Number two, Assume Control for Gustavo Delgado, is 2-for-7 at the distance. This horse has been running at this level. Pretty much what you would expect from a horse at this level of buyer speed figures, but as a competitor, is always in the mix. This horse will be in it, shouldn't be right on the lead, but should be around it, and we'll look for a meltdown or some pace to run into. Not my favorite race of the day, but one that should be kind of chalky. Looking at race number three, we have a solid group, maiden special weight. This is only a $40,000 purse. So you have some horses here that have made a couple of attempts. You've got one first-time starter. I'm looking at number five, Skyfly. This horse is second start for Delgado, and he is 42% in a small sample. This horse had the highest last-out buyer, ran second. No reason this horse can't make another jump up. First-time starter, number one, Chocolade, is running for Juan Alvarado out of the Arendelle barn. Only 10% was first-time starters, but this horse had some bullet works in the past, has been working steady up to this race out of Curlin. No problem in the pedigree here. This horse could make a difference. First race, look for Luis Saez to have this horse out early and on the lead to make an impact. Number three, Cosea, is going for Antonio Sano. This one is off a pretty disappointing performance last out. Just kind of stayed in the back and on the outside and just kind of stayed there the whole race. So this guy looks to do better on the inside, so they may try to get him up into the inside a little bit more here. He's going to get Lasix for the first time, so we'll see if that helps improve performance for number three, Cosea. Race number four, we've got another claiming affair. This one is a $50,000 claimer. So these are some pretty high quality animals. Some names you'll remember, such as number two, Noble Indy, is running in this race. I don't have him in my top three. Instead, I'm going to go number three, Sterling Drive, Edgar Zayas in the mount, and he's having a great meet so far. Catherine Davey is the trainer, not an exceptional trainer. However, this horse ran pretty well at the level last time out. Likes the turf here at Gulfstream Park. Has run two-thirds at the distance. Just kind of a hunch play here. I think this horse will be ready to go against some other horses. They're going to take more money. You might get some value here on number three. Number five, Fig Jelly, is a horse that I've always enjoyed watching. This horse has run at Gulfstream in the past, back in March, for a guy named Jason Service. So you can imagine his buyers may not be as high as they were then, but they're still pretty good. This horse is a fighter, competitive, front-running type. Noda is the trainer. Jaramillo knows how to ride these front runners. He's going to be out. Let's just see if he has lasting power. Number six, Morocco, is going for Mike Maker. You know, he runs well on the turf. For Paco Lopez in the mount, this horse should be right off the pace, looking to make a nice late run. Should have a good chance at doing that. Move over to race number five. So this race is a pretty wide open affair. This is a maiden claiming group, and the claiming price is $12,500. So these horses, some of them have been around a bit, and we got a couple who haven't. I'm going to look for a Torpedo here. Number seven at 10-1 on the morning line, Shake 'Em. Corey Lannery in the mount. This horse is going turf to dirt, which is an angle I like for maidens, especially maiden droppers. I think that is a solid play. Has some decent buyers compared to the field. Robert DeBona is so far in 2020, or was in 2020, a 20% trainer. You know, looks to have a shot here at 10-1. Number two, 10 Pin Alley, is a 20-1 morning line shot. Similar situation. We've got a dropper going turf to dirt for Kathy Ritvo. This guy, Panici, is on. Luca Panici is a capable rider. Doesn't get many wins, but will pop a nice long shot every now and then. This combination does pretty well. So you look at Ritvo and Panici, their last year together have been 18% with a $2.35 ROI. So can pop a price every now and then. This horse is out of Air Force Blue, so it has some interesting pedigree worth taking a shot on. Number 9, Brody's Honor out of Brody's Cause. Goes for Safi Joseph. This horse recently is running first off the claim, for which Joseph is 28%. He's kept up a good solid number, even through all the problems that have been going on out there. Getting first time Lasix, you know, may drop down from that 9-2 with Saez on the mount. So just consider that, but it looks like a good horse here. Looking over at number 12, Hot Babe, I think is a horse that has a good chance. Just missed last out, front running type. Jaramillo is going to have to really send from the outside to get some positioning, although this is at long one turn mile, so he will have some time to get over. He doesn't have to do it immediately, like in some other, especially like on the turf. So interesting race here. I think there is a lot of opportunity to make some money in this race. I think you've got to kind of spread a little bit because anything can happen, but don't be afraid to play those long shots. Race number 6, Dem a Wonder, number 2, is my top choice. This is an allowance race. This horse is, I should say it's a $40,000 allowance. This horse is coming off a maiden special weight win at $36,000. Won by 6 lengths in that race, front runner. I don't know that there'll be anyone that can go with her this early. So I think this horse really has a chance to get out and make it happen. Crichton is 21% with last out winners. Kind of avoid the maidens to allowance unless the horse just looks fantastic. You could argue this horse did look fantastic last out, but was a 2-5 favorite in that race. But did have an X'd out winner in Romantical Note, which is also running in this race, the number 3. So definitely take a good look at Dem a Wonder and check out the price as post time comes. Number 4, Corey, is your likely favorite, and deservingly so for Brad Cox, is dropping back down a little bit. Speed figures have kind of gone up and down. I think should be very competitive here. The price is probably going to be well below that 2-1 with Cox and Saez. Definitely has a chance at winning. Number 1, State Crown, Michael Trombetta, Jose Ortiz. We got a Woodbine horse that's shipping over. It's going to be running for the first time since October. Coming off a maiden win. Kind of runs off the pace in that last race. Has always shown to be a little bit off the pace in the 2 start. So this horse, if ready, it's tough for these Woodbine horses coming over first time out. In Florida, but if the horse is ready, definitely is a talented animal and could make a nice late run. Go over to the race number 7. It's about 7.5 furlongs on the turf. Claiming race. We've got $16,000 claimers. These are some of the toughest races at Gulfstream Park. These horses are tough animals. You don't get many of them that come out and run, I don't know the right word for it. These horses run often. These horses like to get out there and race at this level. They push each other. You'll sometimes see some big prices come across. Kind of those anything can happen races. I do like number 2, Zap Daddy. 4-1 on the morning line. Carlos David is the trainer. Jose Ortiz is scheduled to be on the mount. David is 42% first time claimers, and that's out of 24. So not a bad stat and not a bad sample size. So this horse is going to be racing at the same level. Had a bad race last time. Let's see if the off the claim angle can work here. Number 5, Bowtie Affair, I think will be widely overlooked because the jockey is 0-36. Carlos Lugo rides for Jose De Angelo. This horse is actually coming up a little bit in class. So it just kind of makes you wonder things that sometimes look a little odd. Why not give it a shot? This horse has definitely run better on turf than he has on dirt and could be a nice price and a big surprise here. Number 8, Dr. Shane for Luis Saez, Danny Gargan. You're going to have probably your favorite at post time. Dropping down slightly in class. Quality horse, good buyers compared to the group. No reason this horse shouldn't be probably the favorite. But I'm going to look elsewhere on the top end of my ticket, but would definitely include this horse, maybe boxed with those other two, or, you know, for sure multi-race, you're going to have to include that horse. Number one, Pagliacci, is going to be going for Steve Klesaris and Junior Alvarado. This horse, off a bullet work last time, ran six, came out a little flat considering a bullet work. Now taking a big drop in class, so that's an interesting approach here after that. So, you know, Klesaris is not a bad trainer. Alvarado's not a bad rider. Question on this horse is the distance of late, although in history-wise has won 2 for 5 at the distance. So, good surprise here. Race number 8, Mile on the Turf. Looking at number 2, Please Call Me Back for Michael Maker, Jose Ortiz. Mile on the Turf, good speeds compared to the group. This horse is coming off the claim from Roger Atfield, who had reclaimed the horse recently. Hadn't won with it. This horse actually hasn't had a win in some time. However, is always in the mix. So if you don't want to go with a win bet here on this horse, and you're looking just to make a safe show parlay bet, I think this is your horse to do something like that with. Number 1, Majestic Row is a nice horse. Is probably going to be involved early. And on the turf here at Gulfstream, that can be a great thing. Julian Lepereau is in the mount for Brian Lynch. Should be out, again, like I said, early. Second off this time frame, 45 to 180 days, 27% for Lynch. And 26 starts. So, you know, not a bad angle to look at. Number 8 is my third choice. And number 8 is Indian Counselor. This is a Kenny McPeak horse. We're finally seeing McPeak come out with some runners here in this meet. This horse has coming off a nice allowance race at Churchill Downs. So, decent buyers. I think this horse could run well. Has done okay on the Gulfstream turf. Actually has won once in 2 attempts, although he's been on dirt lately. Has some back races on the turf here at Gulfstream that have come pretty well. Number 4, Homeland for William Mott, is one to give a good look at. Kind of see what you try to look at this horse in the paddock, maybe see if there's any kind of morning reports on the horse. Coming off a big layoff, but a stakes horse. Ran second and $100,000 stakes, and then ran 8th here at Gulfstream, lost by 3 lengths, and has been on the shelf ever since. So this horse has never not been the favorite in 3 races. So definitely has talent, has American Pharoah as the sire. This horse was purchased for $500,000. You can buy him here today for $50,000. Race number 9, allowance optional claimer. Going to look to number 4, Sun Yon, Brian Lynch, Julian Lepereau. This horse has the highest last out buyer along with the 2 horse, but I like I prefer the 4 here over the 2. I just think Lynch, Lepereau are going to be a nice combination. This horse is running well, should make some trouble. Far outside, Summer Kid, Edgar Zayas for Gustav Delgado. Coming off of bullet work, hasn't run since July in Saratoga. Ran an allowance race and got kind of crushed out there. But before that, had won the maiden race here with a pretty good speed at Gulfstream Park. So I'm looking to see a good bounce back on this horse. This type of layoff, Delgado is 17%. So that is nothing to shake a stick at. Number 5, Ashar, goes for Pletcher and Saez. This horse previously was trained by Kieran McLaughlin. After the maiden special weight, tried a graded 3, was crushed, tried a stakes race, was crushed, and then moved over to the Pletcher barn. Taking blinkers off of this horse, interesting to see that. So beaten favorite last time out. Hard to not play Pletcher right now at Gulfstream, so just give that horse a good look. Going to the 10th race, I've got an anchor pick in number 2, Croy, for Danny Gargan and Junior Alvarado. First off, to claim Gargan right now is 56%, so things are going well. This horse will be right out on the lead, which holds well on the turf here at Gulfstream, especially when you're looking at a 7.5 race at Gulfstream on the turf, because that first turn comes fast. So if you can be out on that lead right away, which this horse can from the inside, especially breaking next to the two horse, which isn't known to the one horse, sorry, remember the main, who isn't known to be a great breaker, should get a clean go of it. And I think we'll run away with it. I do have number one, Remember the Main, as my third choice, because he should sit a nice little pocket trip and can make up some ground at the end. My second choice here is number 9, La Hinch. Arsenio and Paco Lopez hasn't raced since October. It is the only downfall, but does have some pretty good buyer speeds and has taken a considerable drop. Hopefully you guys can make some money with the picks. Hopefully things run according to how I have laid it out. Some days are great, some are not. Hopefully January 6th is a good one. Thanks for checking us out. We'll be back with you soon.